Okay, joining us now on the line is, he looks like a peach fuzz face, Connor Woolley. Connor, first of all, congratulations on becoming the new sports editor at the Newburyport Daily News.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. It's good to be here.
I tell you what, we saw Dan Harrison's black beard a little while ago, and now I'm looking at the redhead, and you did shave. So what's your age, Connor? Maybe 17 or 16?
I am 23. I'll be 24 in September.
All right, I'm just kidding. Listen, yeah. Okay, I'm looking at your article in the news, and maybe give us a little bit of background as to how you got where you are. Maybe your public education and then your college story.
Sure. So I grew up in Ipswich, so been around this area for basically all my life. I went to Ipswich High School, ran cross country, indoor track, and then played baseball, which is my favorite sport. And then went to Penn State, where I majored in print journalism, did a lot covering the college sports there. Did basketball, football, got to travel with the team for the last year. Not with the team, but we traveled to the away games for the last year, so that was a blast. And became a huge Penn State fan, obviously. And then graduated last May. So basically, I took over almost a year, just a little over a year after I graduated, which is pretty crazy.
Yeah, we just talked with Dan a couple of weeks ago, and he spoke very highly of you. What's your favorite experience at Penn State? Because the football team in particular, when going to the absolute abyss bottom, they have come out so strong, and it's such a good story now.
Yeah, I got a lot. But, I mean, just being there my freshman year, definitely, that was the year after all the sanctions hit. So that was the first year with Bill O'Brien, and obviously he's a New England guy.
Mm-hmm.
And just to see them go out and play, and they won a close game against Wisconsin at the end of the season that I was at, and that was a blast. The next year I was sitting front row when they beat Michigan in four overtimes.
Wow.
That was a pretty cool scene. And then I got to go to the first bowl game they played since the ban got lifted. That was at Yankee Stadium against Boston College, actually, and I covered that. That was a blast, seeing everybody just go insane when they won. It was on basically a walk-off extra point. But I guess my favorite memory wasn't even when I was going there. It was last January. I went to the Rose Bowl when they played in the Rose Bowl, and obviously it was a fantastic game until the last maybe 1 minute, 30 seconds when they lost, but it was an experience that I'll never forget.
Wow, I guess, man, that's some good stuff. Yankee Stadium and out the Rose Bowl and Penn State, that's pretty cool. Now, you said you majored in print journalism. I'm guessing that along the way you got into the 21st century in your courses, yes?
Correct. Actually, I should have said, I'm pretty sure when I was there they changed it to print and digital journalism. So,
okay.
I have, used the internet before. Yep.
Okay. I know. Well, for an old-timer like me, it's been a hell of a transition, I got to tell you.
Yeah.
But, Connor, now, before we get to some specifics maybe in the Cape Ann League and so on, what kind of a change has it been for you to go from a major, gigantic program like Penn State, coming back to the Cape Ann League, coming back to Newburyport, where you're dealing with kids basically, from maybe age 13 to 17 or 18 for the most part. So, yeah, that's a big difference.
It's definitely been fun. I will say that in terms of talking to whether I'm interviewing Penn State players or high school players, it really, there's not a big difference. I mean, obviously, the college players have to be a little bit more accountable, but in terms of how they act and how they talk and how they enjoy themselves, and they all love to talk to reporters, whether it's the starting quarterback at Penn State or the starting quarterback in Newburyport, they're all pretty nice, and it's been good. But other than that, I mean, when you're covering Penn State, you have a little bit of leeway to, if they make a mistake, you can say that. Where here, we don't want to make anybody look bad, and we got to tell what happened in the game, but we're not here to ruin a kid's day. So that's probably been the biggest transition, is we're focusing more on the kids and their performance than the team or what happened, you know, like a Penn State football game, it's a little bit different than covering, you know, yeah, a Newburyport football game.
Well, that's a lesson it takes some writers and sports people years to learn, because you're correct. You're talking about kids, and you're talking about a very amateur sport. And so it's great to hear you say that. I know that was a big focus of Dan's writing as well. Yeah, you got to point out, okay, there was an error at shortstop, but you don't have to keep repeating the kid's name or even put the kid's
name
in. Yeah, I get that. And the other thing, you know, the thing that amazes me, listening to you at your tender age and being so eloquent, I've noticed, too, also over the years, I've been doing this for a while with Bill Newell, and talking to kids, we didn't talk to kids back in the 70s and 80s, but now you can talk to them, and as you say, they have an understanding of their audience, if you will, and they have an understanding that, hey, maybe their teammates might see this, or maybe their opposition might see this. And do you think that maybe do you think social media, being on social media, has something to do with the maturity that some of these kids show in their interviews?
I think it's absolutely a factor. I mean, they're just more out there. I mean, you know, it helps me certainly, because if I haven't covered a team all year, or if I haven't covered a team in a little while, and they've been following my tweets, they know what I look like. They know that I'm here to cover them, and I'm not exactly an intimidating guy. So I think it helps me. But for them, yeah, I mean, everything they do basically goes out on social media, mm-hmm. and so I think they're a little bit more comfortable talking to people and putting themselves out there, which is kind of cool to see.
Yeah, that's very interesting. It's been a big revelation for me. Okay, now let's get to the present. Your duties at the newspaper. Well, exactly what are they, Connor?
Well, it's just about everything right now. Since Dan's been gone, he handled a lot, and I've been doing my best to fill his shoes, and I think I've been doing okay. But it's mostly been covering games. Like today, I'm talking to you, and I just got back from covering Pentucket and Masconomet baseball. Yesterday, I was at the Spofford tournament, covered a couple games. So it's been busy. It's definitely been a busy, busy transition, but it's been good.
Okay, now I'm going to put you on the spot. Give me an idea, if you can or want to, about some of the tournament teams that you see from the Cape Ann League going into the tournament. And obviously, you know, start with Newburyport, and I don't have to go much further than the Newburyport girls lacrosse team. But and I know you don't cover all these sports, you know, in great depth, because you have to cover so many sports. But maybe a thumbnail as to what you see up there.
Well, Newburyport girls, they're going to be very good, and they're going to go far. I know that. I saw them play against Triton, and they were in control for the majority of the game, and they beat Ipswich pretty easily. They beat Manchester Essex. They beat a lot of the top teams, so at least in the Cal. And the Cal is a pretty good sounding board, at least in girls lacrosse, for what they can look for. They'll definitely do pretty well. I've seen the boys. They have some weapons around the net, and when they can get it going, they're going to be dangerous too. I saw them play against Exeter, and they had a little bit of trouble, you know, scoring and keeping possession. But I had seen them earlier in the year, and when they had possession and they were moving the ball and everything was going well, they're a threat. And then Newburyport baseball, I've seen a lot of Newburyport baseball, and they are as good as their starting pitchers are, mm-hmm. and then if they can put in, you know, if they can score 4 or 5 runs a game, and they're starting pitching, Brian Haddon, Casey McLaren, Chris Halliday, they can all take over a game. I've seen both McLaren and Haddon throw complete games. They get a lot of arms, and that's really good for them. And it's just been getting the clutch hit that's been the key mm-hmm. for them.
Cool. The Halliday, is that related to the mayor by any chance?
I'm not sure, but he's a pretty good pitcher for
okay.
them.
Okay, so. All right. No, that's cool. Well, listen, Connor, we want to wish you great, great good luck, and we're going to call and check on you from time to time, if that's okay, and maybe pick your brain about what's going on up there, and eventually we'll come up and meet you face to face.
Yeah, sounds good. I'll be here.
Finally, what we always do at the end of every interview with a sports writer is we want him to promote what's coming up in the paper this week, so you can sell papers. So what do you got coming up in the sports section this week?
Tournament stuff. Be a lot of tournament coverage starting tomorrow. I'm planning on being at, I believe, Pentucket, and then I don't know if you guys remember Nick Giannino. He was part-time here last year.
Yep.
Now he works at Salem. He'll be covering the Newburyport Bishop Fenwick boys game. And then we'll probably have Newburyport girls, obviously, and be some baseball at the end of the week there. So it's really going to be a lot of tournament coverage as we get into, you know, the playoffs, which is exciting time.
Fantastic. Yes, it is. And it's exciting for you. It's exciting for us to have you up there. Connor, congratulations. We'll talk to you soon.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thanks, man. Take care.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. That is Connor Hooley, who is the brand-new sports editor for the Newburyport Daily News, following in the footsteps of Dan Harrison. This is MSONewsSports.com.